Hey there, listeners. This is Justin with a quick in-between episode. I've kind of gotten in the habit of these Saturday ones, which I really enjoy, and just want to talk about survey results and just a quick plug. Actually, I'll do the quick plug first. I had this conversation 2 days ago. Yesterday. That is baby brain for you right there. Yesterday with Stacey Bear, and if you listened to, let me get the number here, because it's definitely worth listening to. Okay, if you listen to episode 261, A 13-Year Journey to the Perfect Post-Service Career with Robin Brown, awesome interview. I really like Robin. You'll remember she talked about a documentary called Adventure Not War. And if you haven't watched it yet, check it out. It's like 20 minutes. Just Google it. It's free. It's really incredible. I watch a ton of movies, and it's really well done. It is about Robin and Matt Griffin, who I've had on the show, founder of Combat Flip Flops, and one other person who go to Iraq or Afghanistan. Can I chalk that up to baby brain? All right, that's the last one. But they travel there. They go skiing to kind of reclaim that area. It's really fantastically well done. And the third character that I referenced is a guy named Stacey Bear. And he is just awesome. I am in the Stacey Bear fan club. In fact, I know maybe this is questionable to do so. I've got honestly like 30 interviews that I need to block out time on Sunday to just bust through and edit. We have episodes lined up and recorded already through the mid to end June. And I was so energized with my conversation from Stacey that I jumped the queue. It's going to be the very first episode in May, so keep an ear out for it. And I think you'll really enjoy it. I won't give away too much, but it was a circumstance where we connected, and three of Stacey's friends have unfortunately passed away this week. They died this week doing many of the activities that Stacey loves to do, being outdoors and pushing things to extremes. And we thought of canceling the interview, and we just went with it. We just tossed the questions out the window and just flew free form. And I found it, it's something I've been thinking about a lot since our conversation. I'm going to listen to it again when it comes out. My wife is going to listen to it as well. Bodie, my son, who's 10 weeks old, he has no choice. He'll listen to it as well. And he'll like it if he knows what's best for him. No, but I hope you do enjoy it. I think it's really, it's a very different episode, but I think it's a very powerful message, and I hope you enjoy it. It's about the outdoors, about adventure, about pushing life to extremes, about living in alignment with who you are. It was, a lot of the topics resonated with me. So keep an eye out for that. What else is on my list here? Check out Adventure Not War. And if you haven't had a chance to fill out the survey, again, I threw this on the homepage of Beyond the Uniform. Let me take a look. Is it as bad as I remember? Success leaves clue. How can we help you? Take our one question survey so we can provide more value to you and other veterans. It's actually not that bad. But if you click on the take our survey or take survey button, you'll see it's one question. Technically, I kind of cheated because that one question is it's those radio buttons. It asks you about like six different things, whether you'd like to see it or not. And then you fill that out, and I get an email that tells me that you did it, and it gives you a free form box. And so some of the feedback I've gotten so far is great. It is not yet, I'm not looking for statistical significance here, but I am looking for a little bit more representative. I've had a handful, maybe half dozen people fill it out so far. I've heard that people would like webinars, live webinars. I've heard for free. I've heard that people would be interested in potentially branching out, adding a second podcast of Stories in the Uniform instead of Beyond the Uniform. Get it? Pretty cool. Video courses on the order of $50. A book on the orders of $15. I'm both excited and like pissed about that one because I've thought about doing the book for a long time, and I know it's such a pain in the butt. I was going to say another word besides butt, but then I would have to click a button when I post this podcast saying it's explicit. And some of you have reached out to me because you cannot access explicit podcasts on a military base. So maybe that's a good thing. It's keeping my cursing to a minimum. So, you know, there's a handful of trends so far, but I would, you know, I'm really looking to use this survey to figure out where to plunk down some more time as maybe a way of postponing editing those podcasts. I really am getting sick of editing podcasts. But give me a reason to procrastinate. Tell me what you guys want and gals want, and we'll do it, because we've got a killer team helping me out here. And one other thing, just as I'm on it, you know, part of the editing burden has increased because we've started because of Brian Reeves, whose episode comes out on Monday, but I talked to him like over a month ago. Brian, when we chatted after the interview, he told me like, hey, he does a show as well, and he edits a little 60-second sizzle reel video for each episode. So if you are following me or Beyond the Uniform on LinkedIn, or if you're following Beyond the Uniform on Facebook or on Instagram, you will see these videos. Some of them I kind of messed up and it's just the speaker, but other ones will be a split screen of me and the speaker. See if the face matches the voice. Never does. I'm like always when I see a photo of someone where I've only heard their voice, it never matches up. So tell me how far off I am from that, and tell me how crazy my hair looks, because it's gotten pretty crazy. That's one of the great things about the Stacey Bear. He has this episode. He has this crazy beard, and between the two of us, it's like nonstop hair. I've got a ton of hair up top. He's got little hair up top, but a lot on his chin. And so see two men who look what they look like way out of regs on that video. Check that out though if you want to see the visual aspect. The videos are pretty fun. It's kind of nice to get the interplay of what people look like and get a little sneak peek of what the episode is about. So yeah, Friday afternoon, long effing week. Very excited for the weekend. If you are listening to this in the future on Saturday, I hope you are having a fantastic weekend. Please enjoy the weekend, but take 2 minutes to just drop that survey. It means a ton. You would be surprised how many listens we get, but how little feedback we get. And this is not stroking our ego, but this is just kind of, we are about to take a deep breath. We are about to go deep and expand beyond the uniform, but I want to make sure we're expanding the right way, and your feedback directly helps that. So check out that survey. Thanks. And check out Monday and Thursday's interview. You got two more coming great at you. Two more episodes as far as the eye can see. So I know it might be a lot to keep up with, but there are some killer, killer episodes in the mix coming up. Take care. Just kidding. I'm back. I totally forgot. I can't claim baby brain again, but totally forgot two other things I wanted to say was in that qualitative feedback, Daniel wrote he enjoys the personal updates, these sorts of things I'm interpreting it as, which honestly, Daniel, that's one of the reasons I'm doing this today. I really, really appreciate that feedback. It's helpful to know that these are not a nuisance, that you enjoy them. And so wanted to share that. That is my wife telling me we need to go for a walk with our son. That is what I'm putting off right now. Okay, and the second one was someone who didn't leave their name. They left their email, but I don't want to give their email, obviously. Requested more episodes for operations management. Totally hear you. Totally going to do it. Just kind of feedback for you, nameless individual, and everyone else. Like I said, we are backed up through June. So this feedback we are 100% going to act on, but just give us a little bit of room. We are becoming that big, massive submarine where it takes miles to turn things. Give us a little bit of time to turn them. We will do that, but you might not see those changes take effect until mid-June. So bear with us, but lots of great stuff between now and then. Okay, take care this time for real.